Sometimes we need a little inspiration, and Real Things Living podcast does just that. Real Things Living has a focus on resilience and connection with others. Those connections lead to ideas, to solutions, and to better overall health. This podcast is brought to you by Gemini Media. Gemini Media delivers the best solutions for business communications through collaborative relationships. Remember when you were young, a child that enjoyed just running around and playing spontaneously? You had so much energy and you enjoyed it. It truly made you happy. On a recent walk outside with my husband and our dogs, we watched a group of children running around the playground at a local elementary school. Watching those excited kids made me smile and triggered happy memories. Happiness is a naturally occurring side effect of important efforts. When you connect, like with other people, or by doing something with intention, happiness can happen. It signals that you're finding meaning in an experience. People talk about happiness a lot, but they aren't usually happy. The question of whether happiness matters is complex and has been debated by philosophers and psychologists for centuries. Some argue that happiness is a crucial aspect of life that should be sought after, while others believe it's just a fleeting emotion that doesn't really matter. The supporters of the importance of happiness argue that it is a fundamental need in your life. Happiness gives us a sense of well-being and contentment necessary for overall health. It helps us feel fulfilled and satisfied with our lives. It's also a crucial ingredient in developing strong and meaningful relationships. Happiness is believed to have a positive effect on our physical health, too. Studies have shown that happy people tend to have lower rates of stress and depression, lower blood pressure, and a more robust immune system. Happy people tend to live longer and have fewer health problems. But some argue that happiness is a momentary and abstract emotion that should not be given too much importance. They point out that happiness depends on external factors such as your wealth, success, and relationships. These factors are unsustainable and can be unreliable. Some argue that happiness can distract us from more important things in life, like personal growth and development. They sound like Debbie Downers to me. Let's get back to how exercise can help. Exercise has a laundry list of benefits, and the main one referenced is an increase in endorphins, referred to as the feel-good hormone. We all know that it minimizes your risk of developing heart disease, lowers the chance of early death, makes you stronger, and increase hormones in your body that help you fight stress and feel better. Finding time for exercise as an adult can be more challenging, though, especially if you are a parent or you have experienced health issues already. And I'm one of the many adults who got a double whammy, a parent who dealt with a serious health issue multiple times. I was a working mom who traveled for my job every month while raising two sons with my husband, and then I experienced health issues over the course of a decade. My 40s were a blast. Sarcasm. Reflecting on this, my well-being wasn't a priority because I was focused on the health of my family and making money to help support them. And the experience of being laid off from a corporate job and then diagnosed with cancer again 3 months later was life-changing. And the cancer came back with a vengeance. F blank blank K. I had to push the pause button on looking for a job and instead focus on healing. A longtime client encouraged me to do my own thing because of the mutual trust and respect. And eventually, I had the guts to start my own business and be my own boss. I started the company while going through cancer treatment. It may sound weird, but this provided some confidence and time to heal properly. It made me happy. It also gave me a purpose and allowed me the freedom to work at my own pace. These were tough moments, but they helped me focus on what was important, my family and my health, which made me happier. Happier moments were added to each day. An encounter with a suboptimal health can open out your eyes. The world can change in a blink. I say I'm focused, but I'm unsure if that's always true. But it does feel good to be alive with all the life adventures that I have experienced. And including movement in my day helps with focus and provides me some happiness. I appreciate your time and I thank you for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast or leave a comment. Now go have a great day.